بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. I wanted to see if death painful or not. Is it painful? I mean, since we are at the last moments of this world, is it painful to our physical body, to our soul? How is it defined based on Quranic teachings and, let's say, our understanding of traditions and hadith?
We have to mention that what do we mean by pain? You know, sometimes you see a person who falls down and dead, and even maybe he's
smoothly and easily.
Very easy kind of death, and people say, oh, good for him or her. Mm-hmm. He died very easily with no pain. But sometimes you see a person become sick, suffering lots of pains, and after all those pains, he or she dies. Even sometimes you see the one who suffers from the pain is a believer, and the one who never suffers is a non-believer, maybe is a bad person. Then people come to ask, we have heard that those who are bad people, they die with pain, but these people, we know that he didn't believe in God, in nothing, but he died in a very pleasant death. And we wish to die like him or her. Right. This is one meaning for pain, and another meaning, or another, in fact, application for pain can be with what happens to the soul. So we have to distinguish between these two.
Very true.
About the first part I said, we have a hadith. A person comes to Imam Al-Hasan Al-Askari alayhi salam.
True.
And he has this question that we have heard that those who are bad people, who they have a very difficult death, but and those who are faithful, they have a good death. But what we experience is that there are some good people who die easily, some good people die in a very difficult way. And on the other side, there are some bad people die through pain, and some other bad people die very easily. So it seems that there is no difference in this regard. Imam says that once Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked this question, and he answered that about the believer, if there is no pain for the one who is going to die, so in fact this is the start of a pleasant life. This is the beginning of a very pleasant life for this person, an easy death and a very good life after death. But if the believer suffers, in fact, this suffering is a kind of a torment for this person. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the person to suffer, then his or her sins, maybe the person is sinful, even though he's or she is believer, but there is some sins to be forgiven and not to have any sin for after death. So there's a kind of suffering. Then when the person is dead and the soul is taken, the soul becomes pure. But about the bad people, you said that some of them die with suffering, with pain. In fact, this is a start of a bad life after death. Right. And those who die easily, these people, they have some good actions, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward any good action. And because these people do not believe in God,
this is the reward of their good actions.
Yeah, this is the reward for their good actions, though there will be no
reward. Very nice answer.
But about the second, term for saying if there is any pain or not, I told you what is with soul.
Yeah.
It is quite different. Imagine that a person is asleep here, and the person is having a nightmare, and the person is very frightened and suffering.
Yeah.
But you see the body is quiet and you don't feel it, you don't understand it.
Right.
Maybe a person is sitting beside you very sad, have a very bad experience and suffering, but you don't know the body is quiet and nothing is happening, but inside the person is burning.
Very true.
It is exactly with the person who is dying. You see, the person is so calm, nothing is happening. It seems that the body is in a good state. Mm-hmm. But what is happening to the soul, this is not what we can see. As it is like what the person is dreaming, or is not. It is like what the person has in his mind. We are not able to see that. Mm-hmm. We are not able to see what is happening to the soul. So we can't judge to say that the person died easily and it was a very good death. You don't know what's happening to the soul.
Thank you very much. Though we have the thirst of learning more and listening more here, but fortunately we are in the last seconds of this program. Inshallah, we'll continue our discussion. Once again, I thank you for your participation in this program, and thank you, the viewers, for in fact joining us with this program. Hope to see you, inshallah, in our next programs, and follow these series of programs, our discussion concerning the life after death and different qualifications of death and different stories that we shall have after death. Please follow this series of programs in our next programs, inshallah. Once again, thank you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
www.voiceislam.com